This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Kingsley. So the big event this week, the Fed set to announce its latest rate decision. How do you think the Fed will move this week?
Well, this is, of course, the last meeting chaired by Janet Yellen before handing over to Jerome Powell. And given that the Yellen Fed hiked three times last year, we think it's probably unlikely to hike before handing over. That said, the latest economic release highlighted surging U.S. imports. I think they're up about 13.9%, which is driven by strong consumer demand. And it would seem that consumers are buying goods that must be imported and can't be supplied domestically. So imports subtract from GDP growth, but the import surge likely shows U.S. business is not able to expand and meet consumer demand, at least not yet. So with a weaker U.S. dollar, we may start to see some upward price pressure in the economy, and that makes us think that we probably will see more than the intended three hikes under the Powell Fed this year.
Kingsley, you mentioned those upward price pressures from the weaker U.S. dollar, but hey, at least if we look on the brighter side of things, that could help the Fed achieve its 2% inflation target then, huh?
Well, it's certainly possible. That could happen, and I guess that's why the Fed will go slow on this. I guess the big question there is how will China manage its soft peg of the RMB versus the US dollar? Because if those imports are coming from China, then there may not really be any price inflation from import. But we'll just have to see on that. But you look, it ought to be at least supportive of inflation.
You bring up a good point. So, with the PBOC perhaps intervening on the yuan, coupled with that, we see weaker dollar so far this year. You add onto that U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin comments saying that the weaker dollar is good for the U.S. economy. Those comments getting a rebuttal from the ECB President Mario Draghi. So what's the risk of a currency war at this point in time?
Well, certainly there already seems to be a small currency war between President Trump and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. Of course, they were disagreeing over the weekend as to what actually was the policy. But I think that's a bit of a sideshow. Certainly the big issue here is Mario Draghi at the ECB calling out the U.S. for being in violation of perhaps not some agreements, but at least some understandings about currencies. So, it's possible that we will see some more talk about that. Euro strength is probably not helping euro competitiveness right now versus the US dollar, particularly if the renminbi stays more or less where it is versus the US dollar. So, look, I think it's going to be an interesting year for the politics of currency. Last year, of course, the US dollar fell about 10% on a trade-weighted basis. That should help US exports, but we're assuming here that the world wants to buy at the margin what the U.S. is willing and able to export. And so we'll just have to wait and see on that. Early dollar weakness in 2018 might be offset by a strengthening dollar in the later part of the year once the Fed starts to move. So, look, I think it'll be a year of two halves. Obviously, dollar weak now, but it might start to firm and indeed strengthen towards the back of the year.
Now, Kingsley, you talk about the effects of politics on the dollar, but what about monetary policy then? How much will that drive major currencies in the near term? I guess, in other words, will the Fed become dollar dependent in 2018?
Well, certainly if the Fed hikes, that ought to provide some upward pressure on the dollar. The other thing to bear in mind is just funds flow. In the second half of last year, there was quite a bit of flow from investors buying stocks outside the U.S. in places like Europe that were firming. But since the Trump tax cuts, the U.S. Stock market has opened the year very strong. And so we may actually see some foreign capital coming back into the U.S. To, shall we say, buy the dip in their local currency because of U.S. dollar weakness. So I think that's also going to be part of the story. So I wouldn't assume that we're going to have a market this year that simply trends in currencies. It might move around quite a bit. But overall, I would think that weaker U.S. dollar tone is supportive for gold and oil. And that's where we would expect to see some strength going forward in commodities since they're priced in U.S. dollars.
But Kingsley, here's the thing. I believe we have seen five U.S. rate hikes since December 2015, yet you've got this weaker dollar story here. So why this disconnect then, at least in what we've seen so far in 2018?
I think a large part of that in the short term has been funds flow towards the rest of the world. We have to remember that as far as global investors are concerned, it hasn't been a bad couple of years for equity markets, but it's been a much brighter past, shall we say, for US equities and global equities in general. So I think that's changing. Of course, emerging markets have been very firm. We're even seeing Latin America start to improve. And, of course, the euro story. There was some wobbles last year with politics, but Europe is looking in pretty good shape. And that's even before we get into the real growth story with China recovery and Asia and Japan in particular. So, look, I think that funds flow has been a big issue in terms of international investors directing their attention outside the US, and that might start to ebb and flow, shall we say, and not be such a pronounced trend going forward.
Now, Kingsley, earlier you highlighted that this will be the final FOMC meeting for Janet Yellen before Jerome Powell takes over. Could we see a more hawkish Fed chair take over?
Look, it's possible, but I think we have to recognize that you know, Donald Trump really has a quite stimulatory policy agenda ahead of him with, obviously, the tax cuts are in the bag. We'll be looking to see what he says in his State of the Union address concerning infrastructure. If there's a massive infrastructure spend, obviously, that puts some pressure on the long end of the U.S. Treasury yield curve when bond investors start to think about how it's all going to get paid for. So, look, I think the Fed is going to navigate this year with an eye to what's happening at the long end of the curve, given that there has been, shall we say, so much of this stimulatory action from central banks all around the world, and they'll want to make sure that that long end doesn't get out of control in terms of going up too quickly.
And you highlight an important event this week as well. So U.S. President Donald Trump, you know, delivering his first State of the Union address on Wednesday, our time. So as a global investor, how closely will you be watching that speech and what particular talking points will you be looking out for?
Well, I think, you know, most global investors are a little bit on edge concerning Trump's trade rhetoric. You know, from time to time, he'll talk about punishing China over alleged intellectual property theft and various other punitive tariffs, I think, on aluminium and other products. So, look, there will be that investors focus on. Obviously, nobody really wants to see a deterioration in improving global trade or indeed a trade war. So there is a risk of trade disputes, but I think actually the bigger focus will be on the domestic situation in the US and whether Trump actually makes good on his planned infrastructure spend. We just haven't seen a lot of detail about that. Obviously, he's talked about walls in Mexico and all that, but that's a sideshow, we think. The main thing is whether it's the Trump administration will rebuild, so to say, the core infrastructure of the United States in roads and rail and, you know, all kinds of different heavy infrastructure that's a long life and quite bullish for blue-collar wages if it moves ahead.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. That was Kingsley Jones, founder and chief investment officer with Jevons Global in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.